We have seen the images, the bombed-out buildings, people digging out the bodies of their loved ones from the rubble. But for many of us, the war in Syria has felt removed, at a distance, something horrible happening very far away. A new film called For Sama brings us inside the war. So close, we want to look away, but we can't. That's the voice of Wad al-Khatib. In 2011, she was a college student in Aleppo, planning her future. Then the protests against Syrian President Bashar al-Assad kicked off. She picked up a video camera and started filming everything. The story she weaves together is of the siege in Aleppo as she lived it, along with her friends who also chose to stay, and her husband Hamza, a doctor who ended up running one of the last hospitals in East Aleppo. Wad al-Khatib collaborated with British film director Edward Watts to turn all of her footage into a feature-length documentary. For Sama will air on Frontline this fall. I got a chance to talk with Wad al-Khatib recently, and we discussed not just how she survived the siege, but her determination to keep living through every moment. You fall in love, you get married, you have a beautiful wedding, and you have a baby.
Yeah.
What was that like for you, welcoming this child into the world? Did it change how you thought about the war and your role in it?
The decision to have a baby, we knew that that was big responsibility. But at the same time, it was a very big step for us to be belong more to the land where we are, to Aleppo as a city, to our dream for the freedom, to our future too. So
it was an act to commit to staying.
Yeah, exactly.
The film does such a beautiful job of both illustrating the horror, but also just the beautiful moments of life that is still happening. I'm thinking in particular about the scene about a persimmon. Can you explain this moment? This is your friend who loves this kind of fruit. And I mean, it's a siege.
Yeah.
People are not getting food. They are, at another point, we see this same friend making rice for her family that has bugs in it. It's infested. There's no fresh produce.
It's more about the hope that gives to you through something very simple, through like one person who seen that tree and he's just decided to share it to the people who really love around. So we've shared this fruit together. And this is the feeling where you knew that you will survive because there's kind of people who care about making, like, you know, it's such a small happiness. And like just on your face for one moment to know that we are really more have strength more than all the death around us, and we will survive because we are all together in this situation.
May I ask you to describe some of the more horrible moments? I'm thinking in particular about the grief of the mothers, because you are there, you are living in the hospital. And you see the bodies of the children.
It's countless, yeah.
Countless.
You can't really count how many people are at the same day. In such that situation, when you feel that you could be next, your daughter could be next, your husband. I know exactly how these mothers feel, and I should really try to transfer this feeling and save it as it is, to let the people out feel and knew what's going on, what's happening, what war mean. It's not just about two sides fighting, but it's about whole life is destroyed. So one of the powerful scenes, it was the mother who was shouting at me, "Are you filming?" And I've just felt for one moment that she doesn't want. And so I just put the camera down. And she shouted again, like, film me, let the world see what's happening.
And she is standing next to the body.
Yeah, next to her was her dead child, which is maybe 6 months or 1 year maybe. And when this footage will be out and people will see this, this is the most important things I can do for these people.
There's a moment in the film, your dad gets sick. You, Hamza, and Sama all leave. You go to Turkey to visit him, and you could have just stayed there. And you decide to go back in, which is an undertaking because by this point, the regime has shut down all the roads. So you have to intentionally sneak across the front lines.
Yeah.
Hamza's got the baby strapped to his back. You can hear the bombs going off. And a lot of outsiders will watch that scene and come down with all kinds of judgment. Can you walk through how you thought about that decision?
It was very complicated and very simple at the same time. It was just the feeling that we lived in the city a very sensitive moments, a very big moments of sadness and of happiness too. We are part of this community. It's funny to say this word, but we meant it at that time that we don't want to be besieged out. For us, you know, to be in, that's the best thing forever.
Then what was it like to be forced to leave?
Okay, this is really was the most difficult moment in whole, the journey of everything. Because, you know, we fought for everything just to stay there and to fight for our freedom, for our better future. And you just in one moment, you have no choice to choose what do you want. You were forced to flee out.
Did it feel like all those years and all that sacrifice was for nothing?
It's kind of this. And this is what I'm trying to do now, to prove that it wasn't for nothing. This film and this message could be very powerful against the regime, against the Russian, against anyone who really destroy the will and the dream of the Syrian people. We should really work now and reach out this message to all the world that we are not terrorists. It's not a civil war, it's a revolution. And what we fought for, we will have it one day. And we will still fight for this, wherever, whenever we were and whatever happened.
That's documentary film director Wad al-Khatib. After she and her husband, along with her daughter Salma, left Aleppo in December of 2016, they relocated to Great Britain. And their family has grown since. They welcomed a second daughter. The film is called For Salma.